Counting the Beat. 60 minutes of Kiwi music, old and new, music news, feature albums and more. Every Sunday at 6 with me, Chris, on the beach. 99.4 FM.
Minutes with you.
I hope you'll use it wisely.
Yes, sirree. We'll be spinning the latest tracks from the world of wax.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Counting the Beat. Now, we're right in the midst of Music Awards season. The Silver Scroll Awards are going to be held on the Tuesday night this week. And those are awards based on songwriting talent. And also this week we've had the announcement of the nominees for the TUIs. Now the TUIs are a different kettle of fish from the Silver Scrolls, although there's a bit of crossover. The TUIs are based on commercial and critical acclaim. And we're going to run through some of the nominees for the 2007 TUIs or the New Zealand Music Awards as we go through the show. And as is the way with these things, you do tend to get some people who are nominated in many different categories. So I thought we'd take a look at a couple initially who just turn up in one category each. And they're related. In the Best Male Solo Artist category, we have Tim Finn. For his album Imaginary Kingdom, he's nominated alongside Greg Johnson and Paul McClaney. And then we're going to hear from Liam Finn. Now, Liam is nominated in the Breakthrough Artist of the Year alongside Holly Smith and Atlas. So here's Tim Finn from his album Imaginary Kingdom. This one is Couldn't Be Done.
We had no idea that it couldn't be done, and we needed to find a like-minded someone. We had no idea that it couldn't be done. No idea. Send the darkness back to Europe, waking up in the warm Pacific sun. And when they try to tell us that it can't be done, we've got to prove them wrong. They said it couldn't be done. We had no idea that it couldn't be done. Honestly, I don't remember who you are. So it seems tonight, you've got that wild look in your eye. Do you need to prove the woman that you turn into? Remember me, honestly I don't.
Liam Finn there with Second Chance. Now that's one, he's nominated in the Breakthrough Artist of the Year category of the TUIs. He's also up for the Silver Scrolls with that very same song, along with Sean Donnelly from SJD for Beautiful Haze, Brooke Fraser with Albertine, she's also up for some TUIs. The Mint Chicks, who are up for a pile of TUIs, with Crazy Yes Dumb No, they're up for the Silver Scrolls as well, and Op Shop, which is another one which is nominated in both awards ceremonies. So quite a bit of crossover this year between the songwriting acclaim and the commercial acclaim as well in those two categories. Get onto the blog, waihikiradio.blogspot.com. There's two more days you can cast your vote before the Silver Scrolls on Tuesday night. I'm going along there this year, so I'll be recording some interviews and all the rest of it, and I'll have a report on that for you next Sunday here on the show.
You're listening to Counting the Beats.
Tonight we're running through all the various awards, the Silver Scrolls that will be held this week, the TUIs that are coming up in October, and we're going to have a look now at what's up for Single of the Year. Now, we heard before Liam Finn's Second Chance. That's one of the nominees, along with Brooke Fraser's Deciphering Me, Light Surrounding You from Evermore, Op Shop's Maybe, and this one from The Tuts. This would be my pick, actually, if we were going to pick Single of the Year. And amongst that little lot, this is K. Tuts with K up for Single of the Year in this year's TUIs. Now, I'm going to, you can find all of the nominees for the different categories on www.newzealandmusicawards.co.nz. I'll put a link to that on the blog later in the week. Now, while you're on the blog, you should also check out the Alternatives. They were launched last year by us here at the beach as an alternative to the Tuis. We were a bit disillusioned with the same old acts coming up. It started to feel a little bit like the Dave Dobbin and Don McGlashan show. So we thought, well, let's give some recognition to the acts that we think count. And so we launched the Alternatives. Last year was its inaugural year. It will be happening again this year, immediately following the Tuis in October. And I thought we'd go back and have a listen to some of the songs that we gave the nod to last year. So we just heard The Tuts with K, nominated for Tui Single of the Year. This is what we picked last year for Single of the Year. It was not, it didn't get near the real Tuis, but according to us here at the beach, it was a top-notch song. Single of the Year, Alternatui, was Chris Knox and the Nothing. Those great big puppy eyes.
Get out of it, get out of my way. I can't stand one single moment more of all you people at my door. Sick to death of humankind, I want to leave the whole damn lot of you behind. Just fuck right off, out of my face. I can't stick around to watch you breathe. My precious air, I wish you'd leave. I really, truly can't abide the thought of all you people at my side. And then you look at me with those great big puppies. I can't afford to let you worm, insinuate and slightly squirm beneath my skin to lay your glands, screening who knows what from secret glands. And then you look at me with those great big
graveyard, a lady, Fatima, lighthouse, graveyard, a lady, Fatima. Graveyard, a lady, Fatima, a light.
I don't want to meet many
a graveyard
at the end of my life.
A lady,
I would meet her a keeper, Fatima. Across the South Island. Ooh. The fault that runs across the South Island. Support, support the banks beneath.
Dudley Benson there, that's It's Acaroa's Fault, which last year picked him up Best Male Solo Artist in the Alternatives. And I'm going to read to you here from the cover of the CD that's from. It says on here, awarded Best Male Solo Artist 2006 Alternatives Beach FM. And one of the great things about the Alternatives was the great response that we received from the artists who got awards. Because this wasn't like the Tuis where, you know, everyone knows they're nominated and they go along to a big awards ceremony and drink lots of free booze and all the rest of it. These people didn't even know they were up. Basically, we gave them an award, we sent them an email and said, hey, you, we rate you and we've given you an alternative. And they were very, very grateful. It was quite humbling, I suppose, that they took it seriously. And the Chris Knox and the Nothing before there, which we gave top single alternative last year, that heard very good feedback from him as well. So let's hear some of the other acts that we gave alternatives to last year. And now, this next act are up in the Silver Scrolls this year for their for the song Crazy Yes, Dumb No. which is up for Best Song of the Year. They're also in the Tuis, but, you know, Rianne's, really, we found them first. These guys, we gave an Alternatui Tui last year for Best Group. In fact, if we didn't have a no-repeats rule, we'd probably give it to them again because they're damn good. But now they've been recognised by the mainstream and they're up in the Tuis. So let's take a listen to the Mint Chicks with the title track from their album, Crazy Yes, Dumb No.
Mode.
Fantastic. That's Jacob, Safety in Numbers. Jacob picked up the Alternatui for Best Rock Act last year in 2006. So just to recap tonight's show, what we've looked at is the awards season, the Silver Scrolls, which are happening on Tuesday night, and we'll give a report on next week. The TUI nominees are out, and you can look at those on www.NewZealandMusicAwards.co.nz or check out a link on our blog, waihikiradio.blogspot.com. And there you can also find out about the 2006 Alternatuis, which are our very own Beach Radio Awards, which we'll be making again this year following the TUIs. We'll be pointing out the acts that we think you should be listening to rather than the ones who are getting that mainstream acclaim. So that's just about the show for this week. We're going to go out with a guy who picked up Album of the Year, and he is another one who ended up with a little sticker on the front of his album saying that he picked up an Alternatui, which was quite nice. Steve Abel, this is the title track from the album. It's called Little Death. Have a great week, everyone.
Clumsily we go, trespass upon one another's heart, but it is an unwitting act of love, for the heart is a locked, dark place that must be cracked apart. The heart is a locked, dark place. It's cracked apart, and the light comes in and fills you up. Little dad.
light at dusk. Sends me down the heart to a stone. I don't know how you go. Little death, the Lord sends us on our way. Where is that way?